One of my friends, Alex, has got this quote, which I love. And he says, the heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make and you're not making them.
I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone. And while I'm still hard on myself, I know what I did. So whenever times get bad for people, all this, who's gonna carry the boats and luck? That's real. I hate that people know me for that guy, because that guy is not every day. Like when they see me, they want that energy. That's not me every day. I can extract it immediately when I need to, because when you train alone, and I lived alone for so many years in this misery, and you're able to get out of it by yourself, I can take myself to such a level of real passion and purpose. And like the feeling I get is something I can't even explain by myself. I don't need anyone. That's why people come to me to motivate them. No one can motivate me.
People struggle to do things alone. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
Look in the mirror and look at themselves. The problems in your life are your own dang fault. And so the answer to fixing the problems in your life are in your own dang hands. The responsibility for the well-being of your family, your wife, your husband, your children are yours.
You think when you're young that you have all this time. You have no time. There's no time. I mean, one of the quotes on the wall in the gym in there is, there is no tomorrow, from Rocky III. You know, there is no tomorrow. That's, let's get all this done today.
It's easy to give up.
You know,
easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't gonna keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
I don't need you thinking about it no more. You're doing too much thinking. You analyze it too much. You're talking yourself out of it. I don't know if this is going to work. I tried and it didn't work. I just need you to keep moving. I need you to make up in your mind that the only way you can lose is if you quit. And I just need you to keep going. When you out there dealing with the real world, it ain't pretty. You got to have heart. Get some heart. It can be fixed and you can fix it. But when you pointing fingers and you talk about, I can't believe stuff changed. The weather changed every day. You don't complain about that. When you get out there, I need you kill or be killed when you get out there. We ain't playing no more. We ain't taking no prisoners no more. When you get out there, whatever you can get, go get it. Because they going to get it before you get it. And they ain't going to give it to you. So you go out there and get what's yours. Ain't nobody about to give you your personal freedom. If you're going to get your personal freedom, they ain't giving it away. You got to go get it. You got to go earn it.
If you're going through trials and tribulations, the best thing you can do is handle it. The worst thing you can do is panic. If you ever study an eagle, you see that an eagle flies best when there's storms and winds, because it doesn't have to flap. It uses the wind from the storm to elevate. And so I don't care what your trials and tribulations are, elevate yourself, get beyond the clouds. And so you don't have to worry about people and circumstances and situations. You just fly up to an altitude that they can't go to.
Many start, but few finish. And that few that finish, that just keep on there in spite of the pain, in spite of the agony, they just keep on. And once they break through that wall, now it's just automatic. It's not a question of whether or not you will do it, it's done. Well, you stop worrying, where you begin to trust, you get still and begin to know that you are entitled to this. You're supposed to have this. This is your calling. This is the reason that you are here. This is your time. It's done. When you no longer focus on the obstacles, when you no longer care what people think.
Your family is looking for that one guy right now. They're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you. These are the times right now for you to step up. Be that guy that can take anything.
People only root for people who don't need it. Like, the amount of times when I was on my lonely path, where I was too different from the friends that I had, but not successful enough to be friends with the people that I wanted to be friends with. That's when you want people to root for you. That's when you want people to support you. Once you've already won, people are like, he's amazing, he's so good. But like, that's the time when you need it the least. And so you always have to be the person who roots for you before everybody else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you.
Be the hero of your own movie. If your life was a movie and it started now, forget about whatever financial disasters you've had, personal failures, relationship failures. What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that.
You know, some of y'all are motivated by broke. I'm broke, I'm stuck, I'm f***ed up, I can't do nothing. Some of y'all are motivated by just wanting to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Other folks are motivated by materialistic things. It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it.
At some point, everything's gonna go south on you. Everything's gonna go south, and you're gonna say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that, or you can get to work.
You cannot live in that normal mindset. You must be your best on your worst day.
Damn, Ron, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. No tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
You are in control, not the little voice that gives you all the doubts and gives you all the negativity and gives you all the questions. You, the successful you, are in control. And you've got to continually beat that into your brain. Every time that little negative voice comes around that makes you feel insecure, that makes you feel less confident, that makes you feel like you're not enough.
Or what they might say when you no longer find the need to seek their approval. It's done. It's done. When you say whatever price I must pay, I will do that. It's done when the pressure within you is greater than the pressure outside of you. I'm telling you to dream your dream because I want you to feel it. I want you to taste it. I want you, just like when the weather is changing, you can feel it. I want you to be able to feel when you're getting closer to it and closer to it. If you are still alive, there's still room for growth. There's still room for improvement. You can still get bigger. You can still get better. You can still be bolder. There's still room to grow and be better.
Despite the circumstance, you can win. Despite the giants, you can win. Despite the adversity, you can win. Despite the obstacles, you can win. Despite the situation, you can win. Despite how much money you got in your bank, you can win. You can pull it off.
Do you know what rejection does to self-esteem? Do you understand how personal this is? Because it's not just that the door is closed. The closing of the door says you ain't no man. You ain't no man. You ain't nothing. And this is a crisis, and it brings up every negative thing that has ever been said about you in your whole life.
You can start from nothing.
When I talk about beast mode now, I'm talking about the ant that's very small, but that can probably lift 100 times its weight. I'm saying that some of you in this room, you might not be a lion yet. Some of you in this room, you might be an ant. You might have small beginnings. You might not have a lot of money. You might not have a lot of resources. You might be the ant, and the ant has very little, but he's determined. He's strong. He has a dream and a goal, and he'll do whatever it takes.
So whenever it gets nasty, David Goggins goes, you had nobody anyway, mother. So see how I'm talking myself right now? That's me. That fires me the up. That makes me nuts. You had nobody anyway, mother. Look around you. There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom.
And I promise you, every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because like in the Matrix, when Trinity opens the door, when Neo's about to go take the red pill and he wants to get out of the car, she says, Neo, you've been down that road and you know exactly where it leads. And I know that's not where you want to be.
It's all in your mind. Whatever you hold in your mind will tend to occur in your life. If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to act as you have always acted. You will continue to get what you have always gotten. If you want different results in your life or your work, all you have to do is change your mind.
No passion, no discipline, no motivation. All these words, I hate people. I hate that so many people use these words now because it's watered. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just f***ing did.
It was life and death. Either you live or you die. Which one do you want, Tom? That was the decision. In the corporate life and in the gym. But if you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something. I'll repeat that. If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself. A lot of days I'm like, oh, you can't do this, Tom. Bull. Let me show you. I mean, I would have arguments with myself. I could do it.
You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knockdown.
Are you willing to get your teeth kicked out for your dream? That's why many are called. But few are chosen. Because everybody won't get the beatdown. Everybody's not willing to face rejection. Everybody will not talk to four people and visualize 5,000. Everybody won't take the controversy. Everybody won't take the heat. Everybody won't hold themselves to a higher standard.
Get out of your head and into your greatness. You can't stroll to your goals. You keep being casual, you will end up a casualty. Death is not the greatest tragedy of our time. The greatest tragedy is what dies inside of us while we're still alive. Not trusting your gift is sinful because by God, it was put in you. I don't know what you've been through, but trust your heart. It will defend you.
Why do you do what you do? Why is that important, Les? Because when the storms of life come, and they're going to come, when life pounces on you, and that's going to happen, when it catches you on the blind side and drop you to your knees, and that's going to happen, when people don't come through for you and don't keep their words and don't support you or actively work against you, and that's going to happen, when you want to give up, and that's going to happen, your reasons will be your bridge over troubled waters. You got to know why you're out here, because you're going to get your butt kicked, but you got to know why you're there, because your reasons, when life drops you to your knees, your reasons will help you get back up. What are the reasons? Write down why you're here. Write down 5 compelling reasons.
This moment that you're going through is Trinity opening the door and being like, you could go back, but then you'd have to remember exactly what the reason was that you decided not to go out to begin with, just because you listen to this podcast and you consume this content. You're like, I can do more than this. Like, because you are starting to live in some of that, how where you look in the mirror and you're like, I can do more. And you start to see the person that you could be. And you're like, this does start to feel like hell.
There's no passion. There's no motivation. There's no, oh my God, man. It's every day of your life just doing.
There's a great Chinese, a great old proverb. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
We define ourselves far too often by our past failures. We look at our past and we say, well, that's me. That's not you. You are this person right now. You're the person who's learned from those failures, and you can choose to be the hero of your own movie right now. Write down your goals. Write down things you want to improve. Write down things you won't tolerate from yourself. Write down things that you've done in the past and you never want to see yourself do again. And go forth from here as the hero of your own movie.
Think about your community. Think about your kids. Think about the obstacles and the problems, the so-called problems in your community. Think about them. Osborne said, in life, you will always be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges.
As soon as you write your dream down, somebody about to bust you in your mouth. Whatever it is, that thing you say you want to do, they coming at you. The reason why you do what you do is more critical than what you do. Because if your reasoning is weak, you're not going to get it done. Why? Because life is going to beat you upside your head. Life will strip you to the core. Once your ball start tripping, you about to start crying. Once life hits you with a punch or two, you ready to quit. Phenomenally skilled is cute, but it is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up and I will succeed. I will not surrender. But if you weak, you will be broke. And I'm not here because I'm the best. I'm here because they tried to break me and they couldn't.
We can't judge according to appearances. We must look at the poverty and the despair and the pain and the stress. And in the midst of that, we see prosperity. We see help. We see peace. We see possibility.
You need to use your tongue to validate your gift and look yourself in the mirror and encourage yourself and say, I'm still gifted. I've been through some pain, but I'm still gifted. I've buried some loved ones, but I'm still gifted. I've added some setbacks, but I'm still gifted.
What's that thing that's going to pump you up and get you over that hill? What's going to pump you up and get you over that mountain? What's going to pump you up and get you past that disease? What's going to pump you up and get you past bankruptcy? What's going to pump you up and get you past that crazy credit score you got? What's going to pump you up and get you to the other doggone side?
When crises strike in your life, and in the Chinese language, crises mean danger, but it also means opportunity.
You get to make a choice. Is failure going to break you, or is failure going to make you? You're not a victim. You're a victor. And the only thing stands between your success, the only thing stands from you doing what you know you've been called to do, the only thing is you. Nobody can stop you. You're the only person that can stop you. So stop talking like a victim. Stop thinking like a victim. Stop acting like a victim and walk into your destiny. Walk into your destiny, bruh.
You've got to learn how to become resourceful. You've got to learn how to become creative.
Things are going to get harder. Things are going to get tougher. So what you need to do is you need to get harder and you need to get tougher. All you do is you fall down, get back up again, fall down, get back up again, fall down, get back up again. That's how you win.
We're going to take setbacks. We're going to take some defeats from time to time in our lives. And when that happens, what that actually does, or what that actually should do, is make your vision clear.
It's a mindset. And if you change your mindset, mindset is important because we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we use to create them. You better change the way you think. All you need to do is change your thinking and you change your world. You don't need to change anything else.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret.
Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit in the car. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men and hard times.
Human organism, the animal that we are, needs constant stimulation because it evolved trying to find food and escape enemies.
You have these tools. Your life was basically the perfect grounds for training for where you need to go in your life.
And find shelter, escape nature, escape the elements, try to survive.
And why are you going to keep your commitment?
to change your life. Keep your commitment never to go back to the life that you once lived. Keep your commitment to creating wealth for yourself, to taking care of your children, to be more responsible. Keep your commitment to live a life of contribution, to keep your commitment to be a conqueror, and to act like it, and to have authority and dominion of everything in your life. What are those reasons if life knocked you down, try and land on your back? Because if you can look up, you can get up. Your reasons will help you to get back up again.
The difference between the weak and the strong is that when the strong have no more left, they fight, they fight, they fight. The weak, they quit, they give up, they give in, they surrender, they retreat. And there's nothing weak about you.
His life is relentless. You better keep coming back from all your failures, all your doubts, all your
And this is the great joy that you have in taking care of your children, that you can protect your children from the elements and the enemies and feed them. And it's also the great sadness that you see in losers.
All the beatings, all the bullying, all the, you know, you going through learning disabilities, all the struggles. It was the absolute perfect training ground for you to go to where you need to go.
You are a warrior. It is time for you to fight. Come on, I'm a champion. Weakness will not be in my heart. No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand these definitions, but I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. Because no matter how bad things go, my heart and my mind will carry my body when my limbs are too weak. History will remember me, and no one will tell me what I can and cannot be. I will never give up, not knowing I've given everything I've got. Because who am I? I am a champion. If you fight and do not give up, if you fight and do not surrender, if you fight and you do not bend, if you fight and do not break, you will break that thing that's coming up against you.
It's one thing to believe when you got money in your pocket. It's one thing to believe when your marriage is working out and you got your health and your children acting like they got good sense. It's easy to believe then. Oh, but when you get that diagnosis, say you ain't gonna be here long. When you lose your job, when someone you thought you'd be with for the rest of your life say, no, we can't do this no more.
There will be times when you will feel alone and you will feel deserted, when you feel weak and you doubt yourself and other people will doubt you, and you ask yourself, am I crazy? Maybe I am dreaming. Maybe I don't have what it takes. That's going to happen.
It is literally at the darkest moment when it dawns. You don't really even get to the next level to your darkest moments. Stop tripping when it get dark and you running. You running from your success. Like, why would you do something for 10 years, then quit? Why would you do something for 11 years, then quit?
I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up under the slightest struggle without discipline. I mean, discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Every morning when you get up, say over and over to yourself, do it now. Do it now. Do it now. I do it now. Do it now. Whenever you have this tendency to procrastinate, program your subconscious mind with this automatic conditioned command. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen.
You know, there comes a day, man, everyone's gonna have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up. Because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're and become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't have support anymore. There comes a f***ing day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and just f***ing burns, it sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day and you get off your f***ing ass and you create something that's always been there.
That test might not go away. That pain might not go away. That fight might not go away. You are a warrior. It's time for you not to back up, not to give up, not to give in. You are a warrior. It's time to fight. This is not the time to tap out. If you do not give up, if you do not give in, if you fight back, you can beat it. You can beat it. I know you can beat it. You can get through this. You can get on the other side of this, but you can't wish your way out of it. You can't want your way out of it. You can't talk your way out of it. You gotta fight your way out of it. And I know you have what it takes. I know you have that warrior inside. And now I just need you to activate it. I need you to bring it to life. This thing will not beat you. You're bigger than this thing.
I may be crying, but I'm gonna keep on walking. I may be hurting, but I'm gonna keep on walking. I don't know how long I have to walk. I don't care if it's another 7 days and another 90 miles. I've come too far to give up now. Walk when you don't know where you're going. Walk when you don't see your way clear. Walk when your heart is broken. Walk when you're under distress. Walk when you run out of money. Walk when your friends betray you. Walk when they lie on you. Walk when what you imagine doesn't happen.
Why would you do something for 11 years then quit? So for a lot of you, if you was gonna quit, you should have quit when you put your first grand in it. You like 20,000 deep now. You like 9,800 hours deep into it. It only take 10,000 hours.
You are the hero you have been waiting for. And see, the hero cannot start at the top. That's a boring movie. The only way you can start at the top is if you're digging a hole. The greater the challenge, the greater the growth. As long as your heart says yes, you can overcome a million no's. You will face doubters. They all have the same disease. It's called possibility blindness.
It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much f***ing pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it until something f***ing hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success to remind you of what you could have been. And then the f***ing spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age, it can happen at a later age. It's gonna happen to somebody every, you know, no matter what, it's gonna happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank your lucky stars that finally you're alive. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be.
I'm talking about hope. You gotta be able to see it when it cannot be seen. You gotta see it in your mind's eye. You have to see it happening. You have to see yourself writing the book before the book is finished. You gotta see it. You have to see yourself graduating even though the teachers are telling you that it's not going to happen. Even though you got the letter saying you're getting kicked out of school, that you're on academic probation, that you're dismissed. Hope, you have to believe in the unseen. Because if you can't believe in it, you will never manifest it. But when you believe in it, you demand the universe to assist you in what you're doing. And if you can see it before everybody else can see it, then it's going to eventually come to you.
This is the vision I have for my life. This is the way it's going to be. These are my goals. This is who I am. This is my plan. These are my values. And I don't need anyone to validate me. I don't need anyone to believe in me. All I need to do is execute and believe in the work.
I'm not going to rest until I have it. It's necessary. I'm going to do it. It's on me. No one going to make it happen for me. I'll get some help and assistance, but I know that it's on me. Will it be easy? No, it's going to be hard, but it doesn't matter what it costs. If it's hard, I'll do it hard until I make it happen.
Sometimes when you don't know what to do and you don't know what to say and you don't know how long it's going to be, all you can do to express your fight, just keep on walking. I don't know where the money's going to come from, but keep on walking. I don't know when the problems go get fixed, but keep on walking. It was good they rejected you. It was good you didn't get the job. It was good that it didn't happen the way you imagined it.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Oh, it's sweet to you. It's good to you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, what you become in the process is more important than the dream.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen.
The easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process and the mindset of an individual when they're trying to change something. That's why I always say to people, what's more important, what we acquire or who we become?
Wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work, then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me. You know, the best quality in the world that you can develop, and I give it to you because I made it my life's habit to develop this quality. I hope I've got it, but I don't know for sure. But the quality is to develop the quality of being unstoppable.
This is what the fuck it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.
Don't settle. Make sure that whatever life that you want, you strive for that. You make sure you go for that. Don't let anyone tell you it's not possible. Don't let anyone tell you that it's not practical. You make sure that you go for it. You hungry? You want it? Then get it. Get that. I went to a homeless shelter to get what I have now. I went to a homeless shelter. I struggled. I went hungry 3 nights in a row every week to get what I have.
That's when it almost seems magical as you are able to speak the word and things begin to materialize.
That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
You cannot get to success without suffering, sweating, sacrificing, staying locked in and fighting your way through tears and trials and tests. But many of you think that greatness goes on sale, but true quality never goes on sale. It costs what it costs, and you gotta pay the price.
This is necessary for you to get where you want to go. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all of the pain will be for nothing.
There are no discounts to success. Only grind. Only perseverance. Only sweat, blood, and tears. It ain't no shame in thinking about quit. It ain't no shame in getting tired. But the trick is, don't let that thought become a reality. Say to yourself, I got to rethink it and get this thought out of my mind. Why? Because the shame is in quit.
If you do not give up, if you fight back, you can beat it. I know you have that warrior inside. And now I just need you to activate it. This thing will not beat you. You might be one phone call away. You might be one opportunity away. You might be 1 second away from your entire life blowing up. You will never, ever know if this was your moment, if this was your destiny, if this was your time, if you quit. So don't you ever give up on me. You keep fighting and you keep striving.
Just because you feel afraid doesn't mean you have to be afraid. Just because you feel discouraged doesn't mean you have to be discouraged. Just because you have fear doesn't mean fear has to have you.
Many of you right now, life's got you up against the rope, and you gotta do me a favor. Like, you can't give up, you can't give in. Listen to me, if it was easy, everybody would do it. And if life's got you backed up, I need you to start fighting back.
that I'm going to live to tell the story. This too shall pass. I will remain. I'm not going to quit. Every one of my burdens, there's a blessing on the inside of it. If you don't quit, you will win, baby. Just keep coming back. If you got nothing left to give, just show back up. Half of life, man, is just showing up.
I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not surrender. I will not be defeated.
The hard times I'm facing might make it more difficult or inconvenient for me to get where I want to go, but it will not stop me. It will not determine my reality. I'm the only limit for what I can become and achieve.
It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their ass off to get it.
You don't let no one stop you. No one tell you what to do. You make sure you get it. Don't let no one stop you, all right? You're driven, the energy that you need, the drive you need to get it, you pull that from yourself. Because when you pull it from yourself, no one can influence it. Just you.
This is what I'm supposed to do. And when something happens to you, don't experience it as a failure, as a defeat. Look at it and find out, what is it that I didn't know? What is it that I can learn from this experience? It's done when people have that kind of determination. When they don't allow what they don't have to become a factor. When they don't allow what the odds are to really matter. When they are constantly looking and seeking to find a way to make it happen. That's when the universe yields to you. That's when you start operating at a higher level of beingness.
On all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you just damn motivated? Because this is what it takes.
See, whenever you decide you want to go to another level, you've got to fasten your psychological, your mental, and your spiritual seatbelt.
When you have fear, fear makes you speak in a certain way. When you have fear, but when you have faith, you don't need to count. When you have faith, you don't need to go outside. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many horses. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many armies. When you have faith, you don't need to see how many swords. When you have faith, you don't need to count no shields. When you have faith, you don't need to look at the parameter and see how many are kids. When you have faith, you just believe and it'll happen.
When the going get tough, the tough get going. When you go through the valley, when you have been knocked down, when you know what it is to be destroyed, when you know what it is to be wiped out by life, no one can take that from you.
I couldn't give up. Homeless, I still couldn't give up. I'm one crash shy. The PhD, I can't give up. Why? Because the value, what it's worth, what I put in. I put in too much. I've given too much. I sweat too much. I've given up sleep. I've given up friendship. I've given up so much stuff that I had to get back later. Why? Because the value, I put too much in it. What's it worth to you? What does it cost? What price have you paid for it? What has it cost you? And if it costs you something, then you better not quit until you get a harvest. You better not quit till it's fully developed. You better not quit in the midst of the process. I need you to speak victory. I don't care what's going on around you. I need you to speak victory. I need you to talk victory. I don't care what your circumstances are. I don't need you to speak your reality. If you broke, you ain't got to tell the whole world you broke. I need you to speak victory. I need you to say I'm going to graduate when you can't even see it. I need you to say my book will be finished. I'm an author long before it's finished. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You have to speak it and say it's so. So that can become a reality. Because if you can speak it, if you can say it, you're going to eventually get to it.
You have not seen the best days of your life yet. The best for you is still yet to come. You can do more, be more, have more. But you have to start living your life in expectation of great things. You've got to start expecting things to work in your favor in order for it to happen. If you live your life in positive expectations, that's what happens to you. But if you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you.
Let it be the reason you push harder, go further, reach higher. I need you to embrace the journey with all its ups and downs. For it's in this journey that you find your true self, your unbreakable spirit, your unyielding determination.
No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit, and nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you.
What would have had to have happened in a week for you to look back on that week with pride? Okay, maybe stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m. and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
For people that see someone who's a beast, who's done great things, you just assume that they're different than you.
Right.
But then you hear about your insecurities and your pitfalls and all the things that went wrong with you, and you realize, well, God, but those are the same things that go wrong with me. Like, maybe I have that inside of me and I've just never summoned it.
Right.
How much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit?
Right.
How far can you keep going? There's a purity in that, that it dissolves social order, all that what people think about you goes out the window. It's what, who are you right now?
That's right.
Who are you right now?
That's a true statement, man. And I look at it as psychological warfare. And that's where I started learning that life is one big psychological warfare that you play on yourself. You play on yourself, man. The most important conversation I ever had is with myself. And the shit I was telling myself was so tough. It was so wrong. It was so misguided. And other people start to write that dialogue for you also. And it starts to be what you say to yourself every single day. And I started creating a whole nother warfare, a whole nother battle started coming to me. I was like, oh, hang on a second, Goggins. You have these tools.
Because you're going to experience some turbulence when you're going up. And some of you are already experiencing that turbulence. Don't be frightened by that. You've got to go through this phase here. This is how you grow. This is how you develop. See, life is like a roller coaster. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes things go well, and sometimes they don't go well. But in the down moments, that's when you discover who you are. In this prosperous time, you put it in your pocket. In the lean times, you put it in your heart.
I don't care what it is. I don't care how many times you've had to cry yourself to sleep. I don't care how difficult it is. Don't you dare give up now. Because whatever is over you defines you. And whatever defines you limits you. You better put some strength in your back, plant your feet, square your shoulders, and stand up to it.
Stand when it's uncertain. Stand when it doesn't feel good. Stand when it's controversial. Stand when it doesn't seem to be happening. Stand on what you know when you can't trust what you see.
Don't you dare sit down. Don't you dare crumble under the weight of it. Don't you dare give in because of the nature of it. Don't you dare go home and raise the white flag of surrender. This is not your season to die. This is not your season to quit. There's joy. There's peace. There's breakthrough. But you'll never see it if you don't stand up to it.
If you come from a family right now that's broke, use that to your advantage. I use that to my advantage that I was a high school dropout, that I was homeless, that I ate out of trash can. I love dealing with a dude who think because he come from money, he better than me. Let's go. You got money, but do you got that dog? Yeah, you got money, you got privilege, but do you got that dog?
Come on, you need to remember, this is not the first time you cried. This is not the first time you were short of breath. This is not the first time you didn't see a way clear. This is not the first time you were hurt. This is not the first time your heart was broken. This is not the first time you didn't have enough money. This is not the first diagnosis that came up from behind.
Your journey, your fight, it's not going to be easy. It's going to test you, push you, challenge you in ways you never imagined. But that's the beauty of it. That's where you find your true strength. You'll discover parts of yourself you never knew existed. Every challenge, every obstacle, every setback is an opportunity to grow stronger, to become more resilient.
Your dreams are worth the struggle. Your goals deserve your dedication. They are worth the pain, worth the blood, worth the sweat, worth the tears.
The path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. Rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else, and that's not where you want to be.
The thing is with me is I don't give up. I don't give a f-.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what anybody says or what anybody thinks. I have this mindset. I know exactly who the I am.
And you know, you learn from those mistakes. Those failures that you have are so consequential. And then you don't want that to happen again. So you got to be either quit or get way better.
And then the next day comes and you're back playing again. And you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic. But then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday. Yeah. So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day. It's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out that matters.
Yeah. And we all get obsessed about the results. Now we get obsessed about like the output.
And I'll tell you this, I started really realizing that when I started overcoming myself, I started getting around these real alpha males. And
stop being a victim. Stop letting life push you around and start fighting back. Because the minute you tell yourself that you control this is the minute you can start to change it. It all starts the moment you take responsibility and say to yourself, I can make out of this life what the f*** I want. And no one and nothing is going to shape my destiny but me. You got to stare all that shit in the face and say, you can't beat me. I'm too strong.
And I know that when I'm done, the result will be there and it will feel amazing.
You got to get to the point where you don't need a car anymore. You don't need a house anymore. You don't need to be pushed by anybody anymore. Your dreams, your wives will push you. Your spouse is going to push you. Your child is going to push you. The need to get better is going to push you. Because you're closer than you're ever going to be. It's going to push you. You don't need anything to push you. Your goals are going to push you. Your dreams are going to push you. The opportunity of a lifetime that happens in this particular time frame is going to push you. It's going to drive you. It's going to make you better. There's certain things when you privilege that mama can buy you, but you can't buy grit, and you can't buy grind, and you can't buy resilience, and you can't buy heart, and you can't buy that dog. I got this dog for being homeless. I'm getting paid now because the homelessness didn't break me.
This is your life. This is your dream. You're the master. You're the captain of your ship. Don't let anything or anyone take away that thing you want. But you gotta be willing to stand up to failure, stand up to pain, stand up to trials and tribulations, and decide within yourself that I will not stop until I get what I want.
We have to see it to believe it, but we know faith is having vision in the unseen. Faith is having knowing in the unknowing. And so it's time for you to walk that journey and trust the vision that's been given to you. And I want you to give it to the world.